And following NPR, time for some state and local stories here on WMOT. A Nashville attorney says stepped up enforcement by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency is damaging the trust between immigrants and Middle Tennessee law enforcement. Back on the 8th of June, ICE agents arrested a Honduran national at the Davis County Courthouse. That prompted Nashville Mayor Megan Berry to write a scathing letter to the agency, complaining that ICE is undermining Metro PD's efforts to win the trust of the city's immigrant community. Nashville immigration attorney Joel Sanderson says that's exactly what he's hearing from clients.
In their neighborhood, like, no one calls the police because they're too afraid. People don't want to go to testify in court.
In a response sent to WMOT, ICE spokesman Thomas Byrd says the agency detains people at courthouses because it's safer for their agents and the community. Agents know people inside the courthouse have already been screened for weapons. Attorney Sanderson counters that ICE is endangering the community by making it less likely residents will cooperate with authorities. He also says many of the targeted immigrants have been a part of their mid-state communities for years, sometimes decades, and deserve more respect.
They've worked really hard to be everything that you think of when you think of the American dream of, like, building a small family and, like, buying a home and starting a business and working hard.
ICE says it concentrates on dangerous immigrants for deportation. Thomas Byrd says, for example, that the Honduran arrested at the Metro Courthouse is a convicted burglar and has been deported twice before. That's local news for this hour on WMOT.